Albert, Alice. Norman's was always the meeting place for the hottest gossip, and having a good ear and sensitivity, even though I didn't have a plaque on my door, I was the one to whom women came to spill all the beans. It was as if I were living out all the fantasies and problems of my cast of characters. I had just arrived home from a frustrating day at the shop when Jennifer, who had been a friend and a customer for 20 years, called to ask me if she and her husband could stop by the house. They had something they wanted to discuss with me. "Sure, do come by," I replied, and I hurriedly took a shower, put on some jeans, cooled the wine, and prepared some snacks. "You won't believe what we have to tell you," said Gary, Jennifer's husband, immediately after they arrived and sat down. I knew it had to be hot news, because normally very few of my customers couldn't wait until the next business day to vent.